For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. U.S. immigration authorities say an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala has died in government custody. Officials in New Mexico say the child had been treated for cold and fever. Then he was released from a hospital, but he immediately returned and then died a few hours later. The boy is the second child to die in Customs and Border Patrol custody this month. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl, whose body was returned to her home village on Christmas Eve, died from extreme dehydration after she and her father crossed the border illegally. Officials say she didn't receive treatment for 90 minutes after she showed signs of illness. President Trump has made hardline immigration policies a central plank of his presidency, drawing fire from critics who accuse him of demonizing migrants for political gain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wade Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Christmas messages rang out from the White House and from the Vatican. And there was also one from Queen Elizabeth.
Even with the most deeply held differences, treating the other person with respect and as a fellow human being is always a good first step towards greater understanding.
The 92-year-old Queen has been delivering Christmas messages since her coronation in 1952. Her grandfather, King George V, gave the first broadcast message by a reigning monarch in 1932. In the White House's Christmas message, President Trump's wife, Melania Trump, thanked military families for their support in this holiday season.
During the Christmas season, we rejoice in God's many blessings. We come together with family and friends to spread hope, love, compassion, cheer, and goodwill.
The Pope also gave his Christmas message from the Vatican. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The partial government shutdown will go on through the holiday. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
No palm trees, Florida sunshine, or ocean breezes for President Trump this Christmas, as he will be staying in Washington, D.C., working during the partial government shutdown. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a border wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security. With a wall.
Democrat Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive 2-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall that the president promised Mexico would pay for.
Over 400 people were killed and scores of others are still missing and presumed dead after a tsunami struck Indonesia on Saturday night. With more, here's John Clements.
A volcanic underwater landslide caused this tsunami, sending a 10-foot-high wave of water over Sunda Strait between the islands of Java and Sumatra that connects the Java Sea to the Indian Ocean. Rescue work is being hampered by debris on the roadways. Vernon Brewer of World Health says people are being warned to stay away from the coastline.
The fear is the volcano is still active, and so they're fearing that it could erupt again and create more tsunamis.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.